You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, dishing today. Tom Hanks was voted the person Americans would most like to see as the face of the United States. Other top vote getters include Barack Obama, Dolly Parton, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, Keanu Reeves, The Rock, and Stephen Colbert. 79-year-old Danny Glover revealed yesterday he's been living with Alzheimer's since he was diagnosed in 2023.
You dealing with this Alzheimer's thing?
I could live with it in a sense.
Do you fear losing your memories? Is that hard?
I'm sure as it advances, things are going to be different and changing.
Oh, that hurts my heart. Having gone through Alzheimer's with my mother, he remains positive about it, though, and said, I still have my daughter. I have friends. Life continues. Okay, so Wedding Watch. Rumor has it the Taylor-Travis wedding will go down tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. Doors open at 3:30. The reception will end at 2 a.m. I saw a post that said they will actually have an intimate ceremony today with about 100 guests, then the blowout tomorrow. I don't know if any of it's true. I'm waiting for Taylor to confirm. Actor Colin Farrell repeatedly cursed during Fox's FIFA World Cup after show. After hours on Tuesday, unaware that it was being broadcast live, apparently.
He'd like to be the next.
I want to say, who the f*** is that in the
that's,
court?
That's
Pelé, of course it is.
Two things. Number one, that's the waxwork Pelé from Madame Tussauds. Yeah, and number two, this is live.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That's host James Corden interrupting him. Frankie Muniz and his wife are divorcing after 7 years. But Jennifer Lopez is reframing heartbreak as a positive experience.
Breakups are not a failure. I honestly feel like it's a launch pad into your next best self. Because one, you made a decision. Two, it was probably the best thing for everybody. And if you're the one who's being heartbroken, you're the winner. And I just feel like the biggest growth spurts I've had emotionally, mentally, psychologically, have always come from a heartbreak.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice. She finalized her divorce from Ben Affleck in 2025, said heartbreak has driven her greatest personal growth. Well, good for her. Peter Dinklage will star in an action movie called The Reckoner, and Mattel has launched the Barbie signature Miley Cyrus doll, celebrating her impact as a musician, actress, and advocate.
Every little piece of this design was a dream, down to the shape of the shoe, the look, the leather jacket, the belt, the hair dimension, the sunglasses. Everything feels purposeful, especially the microphone detail. That was very important to me, that music stays the priority for me and for my purpose. And so having this microphone is so representative of not just the music, but using your voice.
Man, I just love grown-up Miley Cyrus. The doll dressed in custom Alaya is available now. Y'all, Alaya was the dress that Cher was wearing in Clueless that she didn't want to lay down on the parking lot when she was getting robbed. Paul McCartney says plays bass on a track on the new Rolling Stones album. But before they recorded it, Mick Jagger was concerned that Paul wouldn't be able to hang with them. What? I'm sorry. Wait, what? Victor Willis, the lead singer of the Village People, has died at the age of 74 on Tuesday following a short but aggressive illness. And y'all, I have a dirt alert. Here's the thing, though. The dirt's not all that dirty. It's really more like a tiny little speck of dust. Anne Hathaway is taking a fashion mishap in stride. She is currently pregnant with her third child, wore a red Ashlyn jumpsuit backwards while promoting her film The Odyssey on Tuesday. And it looked cute, but Vogue and Harper's Bazaar were making fun of her. So she posted on Instagram making fun of that.
Whew. I did? Huh? I did.
Wait.
I did.
Yeah, she did. She wore it backwards, but you know what? It still looked amazing, and I don't know how she's 43 having a baby. Ain't no way. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. and I got one thing to say.
What can I say except you're welcome?